Hello, and welcome to the Art of Intuition podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through interviews with other guests and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome to the Art of Intuition podcast. I'm Susan Jane and I'm your host for this podcast. Now today, I'm actually giving you a tip today. I want to actually show you a way of connecting with your intuition and allowing your intuition to come forward. And it is what I used to do many, many moons ago, way too many moons to count actually, but it's how I actually started to learn to, well, I connected with my intuition, I developed it, but I really learned to trust it. I started to get a better and clearer understanding of it. Now, I know this is a podcast. I'm actually videoing this too on the Art of Intuition TV web show. So that the same one just comes out, but it comes out in a video format. Now, why I'm doing that is because today I actually want to show you some of the visuals, but I am going to explain them so you can try and picture it in your head as you're listening to the podcast if you don't get to see the video. So that's all good. Now, what it's all about today is, as you know, I do flower readings, and with the flower readings, the flowers are your goals in life. So it's about your emotional goals. And what I usually do is we go through a brief meditation and you plant that little seed, that happiness seed in your heart, allow it to grow, becomes a flower. You actually draw the flower. We can do it that way. When I'm doing it in big workshops, we go, okay, what does that flower look like? And you find the flower on your mobile phone. So we do a flower image reading. What I really like is when they draw their flower, because it doesn't have to be a particular flower. We can just draw whatever we want to draw, whatever our intuition is bringing forward. And remember, the imagination comes from our spirit, from our intuition. It's intuitive messages that are coming through. So we really like to do that sort of a workshop. It's great fun. And I've actually just created a course called Creating Happiness. It's a Creating Happiness program, it is. Now, with this program, you actually get an online course. And it's about flower drawing. So you get the meditation, you get all of that. But what I actually do is send you out a package, and the package includes a pad of watercolor pad paper, and you get the pencils, the watercolor pencils for the paper, and you also get a packet of paintbrushes, so designed especially for watercolors. But what I like you to do is actually do, when you draw your picture, you draw your flower, you don't touch the water and the paintbrushes until after you've done your reading, because it's just a little bit clearer and a little bit easier to read when it's not all lovely and blended in with the water paints. So that is Creating Happiness program. So that's on the website now. So you can book into that and get that. Also with that too, what you then do after you've done your picture, you do a reading on it. Well, you learn how to do your own readings on it, and then jump on the Intuitive Personal Development Facebook page and I will give you a professional reading on it too. So you're getting all these different aspects on how to develop your intuition. Now, I put that program together especially for those in lockdown, especially for those that are feeling a little bit restricted. And I know with lockdown we have two sort of extremes with it. You'll have a lockdown where people can't go to work, or they're not working, they're not getting any money, and they're not being able to do anything, and they're really restricted, they're bored, they're restricted, they can't do anything. Then you have the other side of it where they can still work, people are still working. My daughter's, for one, she works, still works full time, but she's got the two kids at home, she's homeschooling, she lives on her own, she's got no support, and it's very, very busy and very, very hectic. So it's a lack of time. One has a lot of time, the other has a lack of time. So we're having those sort of two extremes. So I put this little program together for you, and hopefully you can get something out of it and start to actually practice really connecting with your intuition. And as you develop it, you do learn to trust it without any worries at all. But this is how I first started doing it. And this is what gave me the opportunity to, I don't know, really connect, to get an understanding, to get that a sense of understanding to it. So what I used to do was I bought cards. I had Oracle cards, and these were, I think, actually these were my very first deck. And I would have to have, I'm a little bit embarrassed to say, probably about 20 decks of different types of cards now, including tarot cards as well. But the Oracle cards are really good to start with. Now, I've talked about that before, and that's because of the basicness of them and the way you can connect. You don't have to follow the rules of the tarot. You can actually allow your intuition to come through a little bit more. They're not as deep or as heavy as the tarot. So you're allowed to let your intuition come through even more. So there's another one. Sorry, I've got an itchy nose. I've got incense going on. I think it's making my nose twitch. So there's the Earth Magic cards there from Stephen Farmer, and Messages from Your Angels by Doreen Virtue. Now, Doreen Virtue was probably the first to bring out all these types of cards. And since then, there's millions of them. There's heaps of them. No right or wrong. Whatever it is you want to do, you just do it. You let your intuition pick the cards. I was just chatting with another lady, and she's brought the little love heart ones, and I've got those too. But I thought I'd just bring a few forward for you. I'm actually doing intention readings, intuitive intention readings now on the Art of Intuition. I'm going to go back to the Art of Intuition. I was doing it on my personal profile on Facebook, but it's like, oh, I get a little bit weird, and I was so nervous because of, like, your friends know. Whereas when I do it on the Art of Intuition page, it's like, well, people are choosing to go there, so they're happy to see that. But when it's like your friends, you sort of go, oh, they're going to think I'm a crazy person. But if they don't know me now, they should know I'm a crazy person anyway. So that's fine. So I've done it on my personal profile, but I really am, it'll always be on the Intuitive Personal Development website group, Facebook group, okay? Each week, Tuesday mornings, I'm going to do a very brief reading similar to what I'm showing you today, and it'll just be setting our intentions for the week. So that's what I'm going to do, but I want to show you what it's all about today. So I'm going to use the angel cards, messages from the angel cards, just to give you a brief understanding of it. Again, this is about showing you how to do it. I want you to do this. Now, you can get this spread on the website. Go to theartofintuition.com.au, and in the products, drop downs to resources. Go to resources. You'll get free stuff there. There's free stuff on there. Yay. You'll get... There's the mandala. If you have got time and you want to do something with the kids, sit down and draw your mandala, colour it in. It's a really good way of doing an active meditation with your mandalas. So that's there on there. You've got this basic spread on there too. So it's not got the full explanation that you get in the courses. It's just got your basic first page of it. So, but it gives you something to go with. So no further ado, I am going to show you this card layout. So here we go. There's the card layout. Now, for those of you who are on the podcast, this is what it looks like. On the top left-hand corner, we have the card number one. Straight under that, there's four cards here. Straight under card number one is card number two. Then on the top, hang on, let me right-hand side is card number three, and under that is card number four. So if you were going across, it goes card one and three, and then under that, card two and four. Okay, so, and how we want you to place these cards is by going one, two, three, four, which is why I've marked it that way. But each card obviously has a different meaning, and each card has a relative aspect to it. So when we're setting out, oh, first of all, I want to explain to you what intentions are, the difference between intentions and your goals. So as I said, the flower reading's all about your goals. So we actually want to get a goal. It's all about the final results and what it's all about, what we're wanting to achieve. With intentions, why I'm setting intuitive weekly intentions is because I want to get an understanding of what we're looking at for the next week to get to our goals. All right, so we have these goals, we have these dreams and aspirations that we want to get to. How are we going to get there? Now, often when you go into like the SMART goals, they say, oh, you take these steps. Well, when we're looking at emotional goals, it's we've got to take these intentions. What are our intentions to get there? So this is what this is all about. This spread is going to be about. It's going to be about our intentions. Now, I'm doing it, like I said, as a weekly one, but for this episode, for this podcast, I wanted to explain it to you a little bit clearer so you have a good understanding of it and what it means to us. So card number one is, this is about what, this is the card that the intention is all about, the reading is all about. So card number one is, the first card is what your intuitive reading or guidance is about. So what we're setting the intention on. Underneath that, card two is all about the blocks that you may have regarding this guidance. So anything that's blocking us is going to be in area number two. In number three, the card is showing you how you can overcome the blocks. Okay, so because we may be blocked in one particular way, it doesn't necessarily mean we have to flip that block. There is often another way that we can adjust those blocks to allow the information to flow through, to allow our intentions to come through. And card four is the result, the outcome. It is basically what you can achieve if you are following your intuition, what you're doing and where you're going. So with that, when you get your card deck, and as I've explained before, with the card deck, if you've got the minimum amount of writing on your card deck, the better. Sometimes you can have a little bit of an explanation in it. Oh, my goodness, my cards are all upside down and all of a different way around. Anyway, let's have a look. There's one. So with this card deck I'm actually using, it's got a little bit of wording at the bottom. So it's got the name of the card. It could be Archangel Gabriel or Bethany or Ray. And underneath it, it's got a little explanation. So with Ray, it's yoga and exercise are essential to your well-being, peace of mind and spiritual growth right now. So we've got these different aspects and little sayings that go with them. Oops, and now I'm shuffling the cards and some are jumping out, and normally I would read them, but because we are doing this to give you an understanding of it, I won't. I will just shuffle, shuffle, shuffle. So while I'm doing this, while you're looking at this is actually upside down for me. So it's really quite interesting. I keep getting confused as to which way goes which. So the very first card is the first card up on the top left-hand side. Number two is underneath it on the left-hand side. Number three is on the right-hand side. And number four is underneath it on the right-hand side. So we're going to place the cards that way. I'm actually going to place the cards face down so you can't see them. And we are going to walk through them one at a time so you're getting this understanding. Okay. So card number one is Archangel Raphael. You won't believe this. I got that this morning too. Okay, so what this card is all about is going to be, this is what the reading is all about. So I'm helping you to heal physical challenges in yourself and others. You are a healer like me. So that's what the card is with Archangel Raphael. He is the healer. He is the healer. So what our guidance for the intention for the week would be, okay, that's what it's all about. It's about healing, how we're healing ourselves. And this is about physical challenges as well, not so much about the emotional or the mental challenges. It's more about our physical challenges. So the aspects that we're having, if you're experiencing anything physically uncomfortable or you want to deal with it, or you want to look at it, let's set our intentions for the next week to see what it is that we can deal with. So anything you've got happening in the physical challenge, let's have a look at it. So with the blockage, why aren't you healing? And the blockage is Avon, and it's you have a special bond with animals. Your pets on earth and in heaven are watched over you by angels. Now that's your block. So what it tells us is that animals are blocking you. Now, remember your physical healing. So with animals blocking you, it could be the fact that you are not spending time with animals or not spending quality time with animals, or that animals could be affecting you, like you could have, in a physical sense, you could have an animal that you're allergic to. You could have that you aren't even aware of that you're allergic to. It could be about animals in the environment that is stopping you from healing. When we look at, say, if you are in a place where, I don't know, there's bears, in a place where you can't interact with animals, where you have animals that somebody else belongs to that you don't want to have and they don't feel comfortable to you. So animals are your blockage. And like I said, it's not about flipping the blockage and saying, get rid of the animals because I've got an allergy to it. It's about card number three. Now, card number three is how we're going to get through the blocks, and it is Fiona. So it says, now that you've asked the angels for help, be open to receiving divine guidance and assistance. You deserve heaven's help. So with Fiona, with that card, when it's a clearer of the blockage, what it is that's saying, it's that you, to clear it, you ask for help. You ask for either, this one's particularly the angels' help. Now, as I've said, when you're talking about intuition, we talk about asking is the first thing that you need to do. You're aware if there's a situation, the first thing you need to do is ask. When you ask, it makes you open and allows you to open to receive information. Whether you see 11:11 come up on the clock radio, whether you hear a particular song come up, whether you notice something physical happening to you, you have the opportunity to learn if you ask. You must ask. So with Fiona and clearing the blockages from the animals that were blocking you, I keep coming up with like ticks and mites. So not just big animals, we could be talking about little animals that are affecting you in a health sense. It could even be, if it's a physical challenge that we're dealing with, it could even be as small as a microgerm, a virus. Oh my goodness. It could even be that sort of situation. So we're asking for help. So if you are feeling sick, if you are having any physical ailments, the first thing you need to do is ask. Ask for support, ask for help, ask for guidance. And as soon as you start to ask, you will start to bring in that information that you need to look at. What are the results? If you do all this, what are the results? The results are Athena. Now, Athena says it is safe. Sorry, I'm reading this upside down. I should read it off I can't read it off the screen. It is safe for you to be powerful. You know how to be powerful in your loving way that benefits others as well as yourself. Sorry about the slow reading. It is upside down. So the results are being powerful. Now, being powerful doesn't necessarily mean you reign power over other people. Being powerful is you've got that strength and that ability within to achieve what it is you want to achieve. So when we're looking at setting intentions for the next week, we're going to set intentions of helping you heal in a physical manner. To do that, we look at blockages with animals. And animals can range from the biggest, like an elephant, to the smallest, like a virus, that we can put all those in together. How to get through that block is to ask for guidance and be open to it. As I've said, when you want to get intuitive information, you've got to ask. And the results will be that you are powerful. And what I really, really see with this is that power, that it's like your superpower. When you start to really connect with your intuition, when you start to trust it and believe in it, that's when you become more and more powerful. That's when you become stronger within yourself and how you can grow and develop and achieve what it is you want to achieve. So I do call it a superpower, connecting with your intuition, trusting your intuition. It is a superpower. It's a superpower because of where it's coming from, and it is coming straight from your spirit, and it's so strong and so clear. All right, so this is how you can set your intention. This is what I'm going to call this spread. Again, you can get it off the website and go to intuitive nature, that's what it used to be called. Go to theartofintuition.com.au and look for the was the shop, it's now products. See, everything keeps changing. Goodness me. I tell you what, as far as this pandemic goes, I believe it's all about us learning about flexibility, how to be flexible. That's exactly what I feel it's all about, because as soon as we do something, another thing happens and it all starts to change and come together. But I'd love for you to do a reading. Do your own reading like this. Put one together like that. If you want to, take a photo of it. Put it up on Intuitive Personal Development on the Intuitive Personal Development on the Facebook group. You put a picture on there. It doesn't come up on the news feed. I have to see it and allow it to be going on to the news feed. So when I see it, I will do a quick reading on it for you as well, if you want. And we can put that forward too. And you can see that on that Facebook group. So that is how you can start doing it. These are really, really basic. I started these off as, what does the angels want me to know? What do the fairies want me to know? Whatever it was. Like, this is earth magic card. Oh, these are lovely, the earth magic cards too. So what is it that I'm being drawn to? Why is it I'm doing the spread? Because I used to often get the feeling like, I feel like I need to do a card spread. Now, I don't do a lot of card spreads anymore. I don't have the call for it as much. And the funny thing is that I didn't really want to go into card spreads because I wanted to keep going with the goals. But when I looked at it and I went, you know, we need to put our intentions forward. And that's what I did last week on the Facebook group. I put my intentions forward, and my intentions were to do a reading once a week on the group. I have to let go of what that looks like and how that is, and allow whatever it is that needs to come forward, come forward, because my intentions have been set to do it once a week. How it looks will be decided upon as we go through it. And that's why I put it on the podcast. I wanted to show you and give you a more detailed look at what it was and how we can help each other and how you can help yourself. Set a weekly intention. If you want to create, this is about health, this actual intention, but if you want to create more money, if you want a relationship, set an intention to take those steps, you know, one day at a week, one day out of the week, to set that intention, I'm going to do that. We talked about it with the moon, with the moon cycles, and how the best time to set intentions were. And the best time to set intentions with the moon cycles is with the new moon. Now, I'm going to just bring the camera back up again. Yikes. Yep, there we go. So the best time to set intentions is with the new moon. And as I talked about it in the other podcast and in one of the other shows, the new moon is also related to a zodiac sign. So the last new moon was related to Leo. And so they relate to different things. And so if you want to set intentions in that way, you can set them for what suits that zodiac, and you will get a clearer flow on it. But I wanted to do weekly ones that didn't have to be anything to do with anything else. It's more about just, okay, what does the intuitions bring forward? What do the angels want to tell us? What does whoever? I'm going to be doing different cards, so it won't be the same cards. It'll be all different ones. And there's a lot of cards I've got in my deck that I'm embarrassed to say this, but I have bought them and not played with them. So so there's going to be cards there. I'm going to have to get the little booklet out to read as we go through it when I'm doing those weekly ones. This is not the podcast. This is on the weekly intention readings. So I believe that if we do it weekly, if we set that intention, if we follow through with it, we're going to get to where we need to go. One of the things that I looked at with the business and everything else is they said if you're going to start a podcast, Make sure you do it regularly. People aren't going to be happy unless you're doing it regularly, and you're not going to get people to listen and things like that. And I used to think, well, who'd want to hear my voice week after week after week? That would drive me crazy, which is why I got guests in. Yes, I'm that silly. But the funny thing is, I remember doing it with Esther Hicks when she was doing the channeling for Abraham. I remember listening to her over and over and over again, and I just really enjoyed it. Now, there wasn't a lot of stuff she brought forward that was very different. She would just bring it forward in a different, just a slightly different way, so you got a different understanding of it. And so that's what I started to think, well, hang on, maybe people will enjoy just getting an understanding, getting some tidbits, getting some information, picking up other people, you know, with the guests for the interviews, and getting information, different types of information. So that's what my intention was for the podcast. And the podcast is running really well. I'm really pleased with how it's going. The best part is I can talk and no one answers me back, not like the kids. Oh, my God. So I can just talk and talk and talk. Sorry. So, you can switch me off. That's okay. But with the podcast, I wasn't getting the interaction, obviously. You're not getting that. And I wanted to create a little bit more interaction. So I want to be able to get feedback from you. I want you to turn around and say, oh, for goodness sake, will you stop doing that and start doing this? I want you to say what you want to say and put forward what you want to put forward. I don't want you to be horrible, but, you know, I'm more than open to put forward what you'd like. So I've got the online courses now. There's six now. Oh, and speaking about intentions, I'll tell you what I did. Now this, I don't know when I did this, because I must have done this a couple of months ago. You know how you write out your intentions, you know, you write out your goals. I think these were goals. You write out your goals, and I put it in my knickers drawer, you know, in the undies drawer, and I put it right up against the front of the drawer and forgot all about it. It's really funny because I only got it out. It just, I don't know, pulled out a pair of knickers and this piece of paper came out. I thought, what's this? Opened it up and it's got these goals on there. And one of the goals was I was going to have, by the end of August, I was going to have 10 courses on my website. I looked at it. I've got six on there. And you know what? I've got four that are half done that I haven't been able to finish to get on the website. They're on the website, but I'm not making them live yet because they're not all completely done. I've got to do a bit more videoing and get the courses right. So I've actually, I haven't got 10 on there, but I've got 10 on there, if that makes sense. It was really strange. And then there was another aspect. It was about my health, my physical health. And yes, only two, last week before, I went to a naturopath and I found a nice naturopath that I like and I feel comfortable with. And so I'm just starting to change all that too. The hormones are going a little bit crazy at my age. And yes, and I'm starting to bulk up in areas where I don't want to bulk up. So all these sort of things, it was quite funny to see. There was three or four of them. I can't remember them all now. There was three or four of them that I went, oh, I'm halfway through that. I've started that, you know, like I'm putting that intention out. I'm putting those goals out. And those intentions I'm going to do each week and get myself really moving and really going with it. So that's what I want you to do. I want you to have an understanding of that. And even if these cards in some way, shape or form can help you do that, you wait until you start reading them. My goodness. It can be really surprising, the stuff that you pick up, you know, really surprising. And even when I'm talking about the animals, because I think, well, animals, how can an animal be a block, you know, unless a cow is sitting on you or standing on your foot? How does that become a block? But when you start to go, well, hang on, animals, in this context, what is an animal? And so we can go right down to a little bug, a bit little virus could be still classed in these cards as an animal. And you sort of go, oh, okay, well, now it starts to make sense. And when we go, okay, if that animal is blocking me, is it the virus that's blocking me? Is that the physical side of it? Or is it the fact that the lockdown, because of the pandemic and everything else, is coming in and taking its toll? And that's why we're feeling really restricted and really blocked and not being able to do things. So it's amazing what you pick up and how you pick it up. And each time you do it, you'll get new things. I'll close off on here and then I'll sort of go, oh, hang on, I could have said that, I could have said this, it could have been this, it could have been that. So you'll get understandings to it as you go along. So enjoy your cards. It's a really great way of connecting with your intuition. It's a really great way of developing it as you go through, especially with all the decks of cards I've got, and I'd show you them, but that's embarrassing. But you'll see them if you go onto the Facebook group, you will see them. But yeah, connect with them, and then as you start to get this understanding, you do start to trust it. It's not hard to trust it. When we go to clearing the blocks and we go to Fiona, and what she says is, now that you've asked the angels, you're going to get help. When she's sort of saying, ask the angels, ask, put it out there. Yeah, you're going to trust it. You're going to ask. It's not hurting anyone to do it, and it's not affecting anyone else. It's just about you and how you're coping and how you're getting through it. So that's me. Check out the website if you want to get this printout. I think you've got to put your email address in, and then you get it downloaded. And there's a few other bits and pieces on there for you. Have a look at the courses. See if they're interested in you or not. If interested for you or not. You know what I mean. And I'm going to go because I feel like that's me done. Hang on, let me just get the other bit, the closing bit. Right, I'm all good. Have a great week, and I'll look forward to seeing you next week. Bye for now. Oops, hang on.